All right, welcome back, friends. We are now looking at some of the attributes of angels that Mortimer Adler gives to us in his book, The Angels and Us. He will put forth, and it is true, by the way. So it's not just his opinion, it's opinion of the Holy Mother Church, that you can't rationally prove angels. And like Thomas's the five proofs for the existence of God, which I think is the pinnacle of human reason, ratio. It's not relativity, as much as we might want to, it is that act with Aquinas. We can rationally prove the existence of God, but angels we cannot. That is an article of faith. And that because just and because we cannot prove it, that doesn't mean we cannot speculate it. It doesn't go against reason, and
Right.
it certainly doesn't go against faith because it's proposed for us through faith. From reason, the and I should defer to Sarah. Reason to atre, the ratio,
Oh, what is it, the
The
ratio? What?
reason for their existence, but it always sounds
Oh,
better when, as you say, in
ratio does say? Is
Russia,
it? Yeah.
yes,
Right.
for the angels and the divine plan. And Sarah said this just an episode or two ago. It's not the mission they perform on the earth, but in their perfection of the created universe. The life of angels, even those assigned tasks on earth, consist in what they do in heaven. Their first position to God. Sarah said, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, then your neighbor. First position is God. So in the created order of things, their first position is to God. The second is to, so you have the first three contemplate the magnificence of God. You have the second three sustain the created universe, and you have the last three. The choirs, they help and assist human activity. So regardless where they are, the first position is to the Lord. However, number two, so right after God comes, angels do influence human affairs in many ways. They carry messages from God, and they can act directly on our physical environment, and thus by affecting physical environment can affect the actions of humans. Part of the acting on physical environments is the assuming of bodies. These are not real bodies like ours or like our blessed Lord's. So we could call them He used the word mask, like you put a mask on, but mask has such a negative connotation right now.
Nowadays, absolutely. Well, Dante refers to them as shades.
They could be shades, yes. They're necessary so that they can communicate, but they cannot, these bodies cannot perform any of the vital functions that we would think of that bodies perform. For example, reproduction. Angels cannot reproduce other angels. And they certainly can't reproduce little people either. They cannot directly force humans to act. This would violate man or human's free will. Rather, they influence man in indirect ways. They can influence our senses and imaginations, and thereby inspire thoughts and ideas. Angels do not know the future. Only God's omniscience knows that. And they're not omnipresent either. And that's going to come up. We're going to have a little discussion here in a minute. But they're not omnipresent the way our Lord is. Our Lord is present at all times and all places. Angels are not. They do travel from point to point. And it's not, All right, we'll get into the movement here in just a minute. But only God is at all places. Angels knowledge, they know themselves reflexively. So they know the substance of themselves. They know the other angels. And they know the corporeal things because it's of a lower rank in our world. So right, they know themselves, and then they know all the way down. So the seraph know the cherubim. Cherubim know the virtues and so forth, so on. And then the archangels know the angels, that sort of thing. The angelic nature is endowed with love because they love God, they love what God loves, and they know they were made from love.
Yeah, and I can tell that this is obviously not information that they want passed out through the internet, because you sort of keep breaking up here and there. we can always tell when our fine friend is floating around the ether world, shall we say. The angels are an astounding level of creation, and like you said, they're not provable by reason, but they're not against reason. And it's actually one of the reasons where when you look at the nature of creation, one of the things that Aristotle points out is that it's perfectly fitting for this angelic realm to be there, because we have matter that is created that is pure matter, that has there's no spiritual life within it, rocks, minerals. And then we have dogs, which have a lower level of spirituality. Then we have man, which is a joint of reason and matter. And then we have an angelic realm that is 100% spiritual, and then is culminated in the divine, right? Which is perfection, right? So it fits the order. Everything is in its place, and there's a beauty and a symmetry to that order of creation that is lacking if the angels are not there. And really, let's be very honest, the only created being that would prefer for man to argue himself out of the existence of angels, which he is very effective at doing, is Satan. Because Satan is never more powerful than when he's denied, which is, you know, it's very interesting that his power, as it is, and I put that in heavy quotes because really Satan has no power whatsoever, but his power is a negation of the truth of God. So anywhere that Satan is, his power has the appearance of being able to do something, but only because it's a negation. So I kind of like one visual image that I think is very, very helpful is if you consider like an X and a Y axis, right, that have mirror images, where on to the right of Y, and I know it's backwards on the computer, but that is where the numbers are positive numbers and they keep getting consecutively bigger, right? So when you have a curve that goes straight up, that geometric curve goes up and it just keeps bigger and expanding and becoming wider. Well, you have that mirror image to the negative side, but it's nothing, right? It's nothing. And so Satan can have the appearance of something, but really in the end, his power is a negation. And so when we deny him, the point being there that when we deny him, we give him the most appearance of his power.
That's right. It's an excellent place to stop, because we're going to pick up with Niels Bohr and quantum mechanics in the next episode. We'll give that one a try. Till then, my friends, fides et ratio.